Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Last week, Pastor Jamie Krieger and I had the great pleasure of attending the Christian Resources Exhibition, which was held at the Excel Center in London. We had a wonderful time meeting hundreds of people and sharing the love of Jesus with them as we spoke about the work of Lutheran Radio UK and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. But it was on the concluding day of this four-day event that something wild, weird, and wonderful happened. Another convention opened up just down the hall from the CRE at the Excel Center. And I found it to be such a wonderful juxtaposition of conferences that it still makes me laugh even when I think about it now. The conference organizers of the Excel must have had a wonderful sense of humor to have booked these two together, because they booked the Christian Resources Exhibition next door to Comic-Con. It was such a bizarre sight on that Friday morning as vicars, priests, and pastors walked through the halls of the Excel Center in our clerical collars, cassocks, and fine three-piece suits. And there, coming the other way toward us, were loads of superheroes, zombies, and, well, quite frankly, who knows what. By all appearances, you couldn't have had two more diverse groups of people meeting next door to each other. But as I began to ponder this absurd mixture, it suddenly dawned on me that these two groups were not really all that different from one another. First, we came dressed in our finest costumes. These uniforms marked us out and showed to whom we belonged. Each group may have been bewildered by the outfits that the other group wore, but for those within that group, they were important means of identification. Each group followed narratives of good versus evil and right versus wrong. Each would admit the sinfulness of humanity and the evils that we can do to each other, and both would acknowledge that all are involved in a struggle of good versus evil in our daily lives, as well as on a universal dimension. Both groups realized that salvation had to come from a source beyond ourselves, with powers much greater than our own, whether that be Superman, Spider-Man, or Jesus Christ. For left to our own strength, evil would win the day. We must rely on someone else to rescue, save, and deliver us. And each group spoke their own language and had their own customs. While an outsider might be able to discern a portion of what these rituals meant, it was only those with inside knowledge who knew the full significance of the rituals, language, and symbols. Despite these similarities, however, there was one major difference. Those attending Comic-Con knew that their superheroes were make-believe and that they were not real. While Christians know that the gospel accounts of Jesus are true, trustworthy, and real. While many attending Comic-Con may have thought that the accounts of Jesus written in the scriptures were nothing more than an ancient comic strip account of a mythical superhero, the fact is, Jesus really did live in Palestine 2,000 years ago. Jesus taught the people, and he performed miracles. Jesus died on the cross, and he was buried in a tomb. But Jesus also physically rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. And Jesus did all of these things for you. Jesus defeated sin for you. He conquered death for you. He has given you his peace and his joy, and even now he intercedes for you, because he has saved you. And it is exactly this message that those attending the Christian Resources Exhibition could give to those who were attending Comic-Con, even if only through the use of mythical comic book legends and heroes, they are keenly aware of humanity's shortcomings and evil. They know that rescue comes from someone outside of ourselves, for We are too weak, too helpless, and too sinful to save ourselves. But instead of relying on some comic book hero, we offer a real Savior, a true hero, the God-man Jesus Christ, who truly and completely has defeated sin, death, and evil. Jesus' victory is not a figment of our imagination, a myth. No, it is reality. As Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses to His majesty." So let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, You fulfilled Your promise by sending the gift of Your Holy Spirit to unite the disciples of all nations in the cross and the resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ. By the preaching of the gospel, spread this gift to the ends of the earth through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.